In the lunchtime edition, Donald Trump scores a resounding victory in the U.S. presidential election as the Republicans also take control of the House and Senate. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley congratulates President-elect Trump on his election triumph. On the streets of Bridgetown, the general mood among Barbadians is one of disappointment. Three Jackson men charged for the murder of Pedro Cattle, who was beaten to death. Barbados launches a major renewable energy battery storage procurement process to improve resilience of the electricity grid. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Donald Trump has won the U.S. election and will make a historic return to the White House. The Republican told jubilant crowds in Florida, "America has given us an unprecedented and powerful mandate." Kamala Harris is yet to concede or address supporters. Dejected crowds left her watch party well before the final result came in. Republicans have also taken the Senate back from Democrats after flipping a string of seats. In his victory speech, Mr. Trump thanked his supporters, promising to deliver a strong, prosperous America.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future. Every single day, I will be fighting for you, and with every breath in my body, I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve and that you deserve.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. In a post on her Instagram page, Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has offered congratulations to President-elect Trump. She said, "On behalf of the people and government of Barbados, I congratulate President-elect Donald Trump on your victory in the United States presidential elections." Prime Minister Motley added that the U.S. continues to be one of Barbados's closest allies and that this country stands ready to work together with the U.S. to build an even stronger region in this new chapter. Well, University of the West Indies senior lecturer in political science, Dr. Christina Hines, believes the victory is indicative of the mood and mindset in the United States, especially in relation to race, gender, and also social and economic issues.
It was expected to be a relatively close electoral race. It wasn't as close as some may have thought. And this is the result that we have. I think it says a lot about America and the mindset of the American population when it comes to issues relating to race, gender, and so many things that people might consider to be progressive elements on the left of the political spectrum. It is clear that America at this stage is more leaning towards the right, and we'll see what this means for the rest of the world.
Dr. Hines sees the outcome as a reality check in relation to what America stands for. Political scientist Davron Bruce has a similar view.
Historically, the U.S. has elected one type of person for a president, and that is a white male. She had quite a bit working against her, given the fact that she would have been the first female and the first female of color. And you've had several presidents over the years, and all of them have been one mold, male and white. So breaking that mold requires exceptionalism, and I didn't think she reached the threshold of exceptional as it relates to a candidate. She was good, but certainly not exceptional. So that's one of the reasons why it predicted that she would not have won the election.
Political scientist Davron Bruce, meantime, political scientist Dr. George Bell, believes Americans elected the person they felt best reflects their views and the authentic America.
I think they've elected their authentic representative in the presidency. In other words, that they've selected by the best being the white working class that is disaffected from the American dream, the mestizo Latin population, and that group of people that feel they needed a champion, that was strong enough to survive the opposition of the elite.
And this was the general reaction from the public on the streets of Bridgetown.
You're voting wrong person, man. You're voting wrong person. Not when you had a man before, and you see the nonsense though before, and you guys put it back in again. He ain't saying nothing to change the opinion of the system. The American people do not know what they're doing.
A big strokes. Number one, Donald Trump is not for the black people. It'd be hard for people that are looking to survive in New York. No, New York is made up mostly the immigrants. I'm sorry that he gained power.
Trump winning that, he is a tyrant, and he can do the deportees. It can be a whole uproar, you know what I'm saying? Impeachment and still run again and still get back in. I think she was the best body to be in that position, but some people are just blind.
General reaction on the streets of Bridgetown to the Trump victory. This is the latest. In a major stride for Barbados's national renewable energy agenda, a request for information has been launched today, inviting suppliers to provide 60 megawatts of battery energy storage systems. This initiative will advance the country's battery storage capacity, a critical step towards a more sustainable and resilient energy system. Speaking this morning during the launch of the procurement proceedings, Minister of Energy, Senator Lisa Cummins, highlighted the groundbreaking nature of the project, noting that Barbados is leading the way in the region. She emphasized the importance of transparency in the open tendering process, which is open to both local and international bidders.
This is an open process. This is an open tendering process. We expect that local and international bidders will come forward. There are some things that everyone will be at the table for without question. But then there are some things that everyone simply can't sit at the table for, because we have to ensure that things like transparency are kept at the front of our minds as we go through the process. For the average Barbadian who is looking for an investment opportunity, this also creates a prospect for them to come in with small investments using this unit trust approach to be able to create an investment opportunity in the smaller lots, so that you can create joint ventures and then place the shares for the project on a secondary market.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. And finally, three men charged for the murder of Pedro Cattle are expected to appear before the Chief Magistrate Ian Weeks at the District A Magistrate's Court today. 29-year-old Daniel Ford and Tyrone Ricardo Roach, as well as 23-year-old Nicholas Roach, all of Jackson Tenantry. Roach and Michael will answer to the charge. On October 28th, Cattle was killed after he was beaten by a group of men in Jackson Tenantry Road following an incident in which he allegedly hit an elderly woman with his car. Our top stories. Donald Trump scores a resounding victory in the U.S. presidential election as the Republicans also take control of the House and Senate. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley congratulates President-elect Trump on his election triumph. Three Jackson men charged for the murder of Pedro Cattle, who was beaten to death. And Barbados launches a major renewable energy battery storage procurement process to improve resilience of the electricity grid in the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, and Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.